Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. We're having a little technical difficulty hooking up with Scott Steinberg. We're still working on that. But in the meantime, you and I are going to continue to march because I want to talk about change. I want to talk about the history of change. Think about it, folks. If you think about it, a computer... it's just a fancy wheel, right? It's if you go all the way back to when we first came up with technology, somebody discovered fire, and then they invented the wheel, and then the levers and pulleys and all that kind of stuff, all the mechanical stuff, and then over time, the combination of fire and all those tools became technology and mechanical advantage and electricity and things started changing, and then we innovated more innovations, but all the while business people were finding ways to make products and services and deliver them and to do business, and customers expected they were looking forward to new things, right? We were always looking forward to new things, and that worked really well, and everything was very nice and placid and productive and progressive for millennia. And so what would happen between a change generation, between a generation of technology or a generation of innovation, there might be, well, way back, it might have been hundreds of years of the same stuff for... You could hand your company down, and they could your children and grandchildren, great grandchildren could do the same thing you did for generations, and then things started getting compressed a lot more, right? And I can remember when I came up as a young pup in the marketplace, we developed a strategy, and it would last us for a year. We could launch a strategy January 1, and we could ride that strategy all the way to the end of the year, and then we'd modify it and come out with a new one for the next year. That was a change, what I call a change generation. And we didn't, in those days, we didn't have to so much manage change. Well, we actually could just manage change, and it wasn't a lot of pressure. But today, change is happening. It's not different. Change is not different, but the time between generations is. That time between one generation of innovation and the next one, between one iPhone generation and the next iPhone generation, might be a year, but it might be 2 months, right? And so the compression of time between generations of new innovation, and therefore new customer expectations, that's what's gotten our attention. That's what's taking our breath away, isn't it, my friends? It's not so much that we've got a new generation, it's just that we had barely gotten used to and comfortable with and learned how to be successful with the last generation. We just barely got that, if that. The last generation, and here comes another generation. What do I do with this? I'm just now getting used to this other thing. One case in point would be social media, right? You develop a Facebook strategy, and here comes Twitter. You develop a Twitter strategy, here comes LinkedIn. You develop a LinkedIn strategy, here comes Instagram, and on and on. I don't even know all the different new things that are out there with social media. And it's a compression of time between new models, and that's what's causing a lot of disruption, and it's a lot of anxiety, and a lot of concern, right? And so today, It's not enough to manage change. We have to lead with change. We have to lead change. Because if you're not leading change, that means you're managing it. And, of course, if you're not managing it, you're not going to make it. I can't help you if you're not at least managing change. I can't help you. But if you're managing it, that means somebody else is paying the piper for to play the music they want. That means you're dancing to someone else's tune. That means that you're the one who's likely to get run over. That means that you're the one that's likely to become irrelevant. It means that you're the one that's more likely to be in the final analysis uncompetitive, and possibly, if not unsuccessful, not as successful as you could be. That's what happens those are the wages of managing change. But if you can lead change, if you can be the one where your organization is innovative. And when I say innovative, I don't mean that you have to conquer the world. It just means that basically what innovative means, I think, out here on Main Street, is that you're just keeping up with customer expectations. You're staying pretty darn close to customer expectations. And you're making them reasonably happy with their expectations. Small business companies, I should say customers, don't expect small business owners to have all the brand new stuff. They'll give you credit if you just make the effort to try to keep up with them. And because they most people know that you don't have a budget to have all the brand new stuff that the big companies have. But there's so much more charming about you that if you can at least lead with some kind of innovation and technology, and where you're meeting their expectations, their new expectations to some degree, you're going to get a lot of credit for that. And that's one of the ways that you can lead change. And if you do that, then you can at least be able to keep up with the leading edge of innovation and not be run over by it. And of course, if you try to do too much, that's how you get on the bleeding edge. That's on out in front there, where you get on the bleeding edge where all the mistakes are made. So if you'll just lead change, and when I say lead change, and I'm talking about innovation, and that is in response to customer expectations. If you'll do that, then you can use change to your advantage, and you'll find success. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.